Sing love, sing love. Sing God is love. Thank you so much, choir. I appreciate that those are the words that are reverberating on the walls of this space as we take a moment to reflect on Christmas and consider holiday harmony. I'm very grateful to get to spend this evening with you as we listen for and participate in something sacred together. Whether you attend church regularly or you come once a year because we go to church as a family on Christmas. Whether you await the rituals of this night all year long or perhaps are participating in them for the very first time, it is my sincere hope that you will find a moment of meaning tonight. The kind of moment that brings warmth and light to you. The kind of moment that makes you go, "Ah, that's what I needed." Our service this evening carries us through the story of Christ's birth in word and in song. The service is set up in a way that we oscillate back and forth from scripture read to carol sung, from scripture to carol, from scripture to carol, hearing and participating in the story. In a way, we hear the story of Christmas twice tonight. Once spoken from voices reading at the pulpit, and another time as we join our voices together singing the marvelous carols of Christmas. No offense to the gospel writers, but I like the carols better. Because the carols are the story the gospels tell, but they're just set to music. And this story, the story of Christ's arrival into the world, well, in my opinion, it was meant to be set to moving melodies and rich harmonies. I mean, the story itself tells the glory and joy were so great that words alone were not enough. So the angels sang. And as that song was shared, then it traveled, not only because the voice they sang with was as big as the sea, but that song they sang traveled because it was carried by those who received it. I can only assume that the angel's song made its way on that shepherd's journey as they went to see the baby. I'm sure they were humming it, singing little pieces of it to themselves. I mean, if the last song I hear in the car on the radio can stick in my head all day, I can only assume that angelic anthems are even harder to get out of your head. And though our scriptures tell us very little about Mary's interactions with her brand new baby, I would like to think that after the dust settled, after the visitors made their way to tell everyone else the good news, as Joseph did his best to help but ended up falling asleep after having done none of the work that Mary just did, I have this vision of Mary sitting in that stable, holding this little baby boy in her arms, rocking and swaying, that unconscious sway that babies just cause in whoever holds them. As she sits there swaying, she sings a song to him, perhaps the kind of song her mother sang to her, some sweet lullaby that's been lost to time. Maybe I envision such a moment because holding my children and singing them to sleep is one of the most meaningful parts of my day. Our 5-year-old is hit or miss these days on if he'll let me sing him to sleep. However, if I offer to make up a song about a fire truck, he will almost always let me. But our 1-year-old is still very welcoming of my songs, shaking her head affirmatively as I ask, "Do you want a song?" I suggest a few different ones and wait for her to nod when she hears the one she wants. And she almost always picks the "I love you" song. It's one from my childhood. "I love you so much, I love you so much, I can't even tell you how much I love you. You're special to me, you're special to me, I'm happy to have you as part of my life." Not exactly a lyrical masterpiece, but what it lacks in eloquence, it makes up for in simple and meaningful honesty. A couple of days ago, I was trying to help her fall asleep with a song amidst what the hipster parenting books might call a toddler emotional difficulty of self-expression. So she's screaming, and I'm here just singing, because with no identifiable cause for the angst, I have no identifiable remedy for it. So I sing. "I love you so much. But she's not listening, at least not at first. She cannot hear me over her own noise. Her expressions of frustration and discomfort are too loud for my "I love you" song to be heard. It takes a while for her to even realize that I'm still there. Still holding her, still right there with her, haven't gone anywhere. And even then, it takes her another moment to actually hear me, let alone listen to me. Here I am with the words of the song trying to address whatever fear or pain, whatever problems or complaints she might be experiencing, but She has to hear and listen to my song before she really knows and can feel that. This, to me, is what holiday harmony is all about. You see, from our very beginnings, from the moment of humanity's creation, God has held us close and offered us an endless song of hope and peace and love and joy. Each and every story throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, you open it up and you find a story, and I will guarantee you, you will find God singing a promise, saying, I love you more than anything, and I want to be with you. That's the song that God sings to us. And for as long as God has been singing, that song has been lost in the noise of our lives, in the cacophony of our world, whether we can't hear it or just aren't listening. Our expressions of frustration and discomfort, our pain and fear, they lead us to a place where we just can't hear the very words that will tend to our needs and heal our hurts. Amidst all of those very real distractions and the background noise, how can we ever hear the gentle, divine song of love and presence? What does it take for humanity to hear? What will it take for us to once again listen? I tell you what we need. We need a silent night. A silent, holy night to allow God's song to break through once again. And that, my friends, is what Christmas is all about. Tonight, just as in that stable so many years ago, the noise of the world softens, if only for an evening. The conflict and strife step back. The division and fatigue fade away. And we once again hear that eternal song of hope and peace and love and joy. The song God is singing to you. The song God is singing for you, that you might find rest and relationship, that you might know yourself cherished by a God who says, I love you more than anything, and I want to be with you. That is the good news of great joy. And it is good news of great joy for all people, because God's song is meant for all, regardless of the many ways we try to divide and label each other in this world. That song needs to be shared with all, and so we are invited to do more than just listen to the song. We are invited to join in, to add our voices in the way that we live our lives, in all of their uniqueness. We get to add our lives as a harmony to the hope, peace, love, and joy that God is offering the world. That we might, like the shepherds, carry that song with us beyond this one moment. That the song of God's love would never leave our hearts or minds. That we would share it, finding our own harmony. A way to sing along that fits who we are. That balances with the ways others are singing God's love in their lives. That we might join together in that heavenly song. Proclaim the birth of Christ in peace. Give the earth a glimpse of heavenly bliss, finding a harmony all our own as we sing love, sing love, sing God is love, sing God is love.